Yeah, he played. He played on the nose. He played some three. Played a little bit of end. They've kind of moved him all over the place because he is an athletic guy.
Is he shooting gaps? Is that what he was doing there?
Yeah, he was mostly a penetrating. They mostly were a penetrating type defense there.
Man, he listed 6'2", 300.
307.
Yeah, 307. Now, how do you feel about his build? Adequate bulk there. I mean, is he a?
Oh yeah, he's a big dude now. He's used to. He has weighed 326 before. His best weight's around where he's at now, around 307, 312. All right, guys that can run. He's 5 flat 40 guy. You cut on the Alabama tape, you can see the speed. You can see the motor. You can see the explosiveness in his body. Yeah. His arm length is right at, it's like 32.5. It's right at 33 inches, which is what you're wanting, you know. But this is an explosive guy, 34 vertical jumper. I think with Rakeem, he's been through a lot of different coaching there. They've had like three different position coaches there at Southern Miss. You bring him in here with Coach Brazier. He's the best one in the NFL in terms of teaching technique. You look at what he did with Jay Howard and some of our other younger players and how they've ascended under his watch. And Rakeem's got all the tools to do those things. So, yeah, there's some warts to his game as far as playing high and, you know, some discipline issues, trying to get out of your gap a little too soon, sure. But, I think this guy's got a lot of upside. He missed the 13 season with a foot injury, but he came back really well this year, played really well for him. And like I said, when you cut on the tape to see his motor and after all the things he's been through there, all the adversity, you know, they haven't he plays the game the way you want it to be played.
And does he, talk about the effort, right?
Right. The motor.
Yeah. The game against Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
What did that game kind of show you? I think it was this year or last year?
It was this year.
Yeah.
No, it's all those things I just talked about. You see the speed in him. You see his effort. And really, when you watch Rakeem play, you can feel his passion, his energy come off the tape. And that's something that when you talk to their coaches is only clarified, you know. So, but, he's from Belize originally, moved to the States when he was 8 and bounced around a little bit. He's in Phoenix City, Alabama now. He's got a great mother. I spent a lot of time with her at the pro day. I worked him out personally myself at his pro day. Good kid, definitely an ascending player that's got all the talent to come in here and play three and some nose for you.
You talk about the adversity. You just talk about all the losing they did down there.
They've been through, like I said, he's been through three different position coaches since he's been there. He's been through a head coaching change. And, so it's not like he's been in a front-running situation down there. You know what I'm saying? So he's had some things to battle through. And to see his motor out there on the field and all that, tells you it's not really he's not letting it bother him, whereas it could very well easily have, if that makes sense.